Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You talk to somebody, and you realize, I said that too harsh. I shouldn't have said that like that. They know me. You just made a mistake. Did you hear me? They know me. You know, and just go on and forget about. You just overrode something you had in your heart. That's how you get cluttered. That's how you dull yourself. No, what do? Right then. Turn around. I'm sorry. I said that too harsh. Shouldn't have said it that way. Right? Clear. Everybody say clear.
Clear.
Clear, clear. Keep your spirit clear. Keep your conscience clear. Clear. Everybody say clear. Now this is how you live. This is not something you do. You don't just come down to the altar and cry and you got touched from God and that's the end. No, you got to live like this. Every day, day in, day out, all day. If you make a mistake, repent, but get it straight, but then live with a clear conscience. Everybody say clear. You know, talking about the cluttered closet. Here's the definition of clutter. A crowded or confused mass. A crowded, confused collection. Another one says, to fill or cover with scattered and disordered things that impede movement or reduce effectiveness. It just wastes all kind of time. You know, I've done it before. Haven't been as conscientious. You know, let stuff pile up on my desk and got all kind of stuff that ought to be filed. And then something come up and I need to put my hand on that document. Well, where's it at? Got to go through two stacks of stuff this high to find. Well, that's not okay. That wastes hours. It can just cause problems. The bigger thing is you've been ignoring what's in your heart. How many think you feel a lot better? Go ahead and get that closet cleaned up. Go ahead and get that garage. Get every tool where it's supposed to be. Get everything where it's supposed to be. So something comes up, you know exactly where it's at. You walk right in there and put your hand on it. There it is. You open that filing cabinet, pull the file. There it is, right there. Right there. Go straight to it. Friend, you practice that in the natural. You'll learn how to do that in the spirit. Something come up, you'll learn how to look right in your spirit. Put your hand right on that thing. This is what I do. Amen. No confusion. No clutter. No cloudiness. No dullness. Sharp. Sensitive. Alert. Aware. That's us. Everybody say, that's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to Matthew 25, please. What kind of people does God use? Well, you know, there's a number of answers to that question, I'm sure. But here's one answer in what we're talking about today. What kind of people does God use? People who are ready. Right? People who are prepared. People who are ready. You remember this, don't you? In Matthew 25, the story of the 10 virgins. You remember that? Verse 1. Matthew 25:1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now why did they do that? Why did they do what the other ones did not? How many understand it took a little extra time to get you a vessel and go get some oil and put some extra oil in it and take it with your lamp? Why did they do that? Something must have come up in them that you better be prepared to stay longer than a 1 lamp's worth of oil. How many think the same thing came up to the foolish? I said the same thing, same thought crossed their mind. Sure it did. God's fair. But they ignored that. The foolish ones ignored the thought you ought to carry some extra oil with you. The wise ones didn't ignore it. They acted on it. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him." All the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out." Well, why are they going out? They didn't listen to their hearts. They didn't take the extra that it crossed their mind that they should take. But the wise answered and saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came and what? And what? They that were ready, the ready ones, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Everybody say ready. 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 Well, you know, having things in their place, having things cleaned, having things organized is a big part of being ready. Then you're ready to work on something. You're ready to get to the files. You're ready if your stuff is not clean and it's not in its place and it's scattered and it's disorganized, it's not ready. And people whose stuff is that way on the outside, that's the way they are on the inside. Did you hear me? Now, we've all done some of this, so no condemnation, but just realize that the outside is a reflection of the inside. And people get to the point where they go, "Well, you know, what's the use anyway?" And houses just get worse and worse and worse. And so you have to push the clothes aside to walk through it, wade through. Somebody said, "Well, I'm a single guy in college. You know, what does that matter?" It matters. You don't have to be a slob because you're a single guy in college. What's one got to do with the other? Well, I don't feel like it. Why? Because you was out partying too late. We ought to quit that too. Just get back to God and clean your room. Amen. Amaze your dad. Go home and paint the steps. Pick up after yourself without your mom having to do it. Be a man. Be a woman. Be together. Amen? Amen. Be sharp. It'll help you spiritually. I'm telling you. It'll help you spiritually. Everybody say ready.
Ready.
What kind of people does God use?
Ready.
Ready. Listen to Revelation 19. It says, "Be glad and rejoice. Give honor to him, to the Lord, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." Ready. How many ready to meet the Lord? That was a little weak. Well, if you think something's lacking, get it in order. Right? In fact, that's a big part of my job. And our job as ministry, didn't the Bible say, talking about John the Baptist, his ministry was to go out and get a people ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Well, he did come, but how many know he's coming again?
Amen.
So we ought to be getting a people ready for the coming of the Lord. Ready. Everybody say ready.
Ready.
Ready. If you're almost ready, what does that mean? You're not ready. If you're getting ready, are you ready? I'm getting there. What does that mean? You ain't ready. I said, "Watch it, Brother Keith." Oh, I'm watching it. I'm heading right on into it. It's not okay to make people wait on you all the time. It's disrespectful. It's self-centered. What you're saying, every time you make people wait on you, you're saying, "My time is more important than your time. And if it takes me half a day to get ready and you have to wait on me, well, that's just okay because I'm more important than you are. So you wait on me." And so many times the reason why it takes people so long to get ready to do something is because they're doing all kind of other stuff that they shouldn't be doing. For instance, if you're getting ready to go somewhere, it's not time to clean house. It's time to get ready to go. Now you might think, well, Brother Keith, why are you meddling with me? Because it could save your life. How many remember the plane crash? Another plane crash. I don't crash. I don't do crashes. But do you remember the plane crash of John Kennedy Jr.? He and his wife, and was it his sister-in-law, that went down in that little single off the coast up in the northeast there. Do you know, probably one of the reasons he crashed was because of his lack of skill as an instrument pilot. But he didn't intend to be flying in those conditions. He was ready to go hours before. But the girls made him late. Did you hear me? I'm not sure if it was his wife. I think maybe it was the sister-in-law. But they wound up pushing him like 2 hours late or whatever it was. That allowed the fog to move in and allowed it to get dark. And he should have just canceled if he wasn't comfortable with it, but he didn't. He pushed on past it and was flying in conditions. If he'd have been flying 2 hours earlier, he'd have had enough visibility to do what he was capable of doing. Are there times and situations where somebody dragging around and being late can make the difference? It can cause you to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Did you hear me? Would they still be alive if she'd have been on time and had left 2 hours earlier? Entirely possible, probable. Now these things are real, friend. I mean, people can make excuses and they can make fun and they can, you know, because they want to do things the way they want to do it and how they want to do it. But it dulls your spirit when you ignore. There have been times in my spirit that I just had a prompting. Get there. Do it. Do it. And so you follow that and you avoid a problem. Didn't know it till it was all after the fact. And then there's been other times the Lord dealt with me. No, stay here. Just wait. But at least I was ready. I was ready to do either one. Now, I've missed it in these areas just like you have. But let's learn. Amen. I said, let's learn. Amen. Let's grow. What kind of people does God use?
Ready.
Ready. Ready. Not getting ready. Ready.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Keys to Increased Sensitivity, A Clear Conscience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R104. That's R104, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.